And welcome back to your pronunciation challenge with me, Estelle. Today, let's talk about smartphones, a necessity for modern people. Although smartphones are very useful and we have to use them for many, many things in our daily lives, they also distract us sometimes when we need to focus. In today's video, an editor gave up her smartphone for an entire week. Kind of hard to imagine, isn't it? Go check out the video after today's challenge. For now, let's take a look at our sentence of the day. And despite some hiccups getting used to the end-all technology, it was not nearly as annoying as I expected it to be. Slower again. And despite some hiccups getting used to the end-all technology, it was not nearly as annoying as I expected it to be.
发音的部分，我们首先来看到句首的 and 和 despite。在念这两个字的时候呢，只需要发一次低的音就好咯。And despite。And despite some hiccups, getting used to the end-all technology. 要注意句子里面的 the 是念作 the。The end-all, 因为 end-all 是母音开头的字，所以 the 要改成念 the。The end-all technology. 再来看到 technology 这个字，它的 ch 要注意是发 k k 的音 technology， 然后重音放在第二音节 na 的地方 technology technology。再来看到接近句尾的地方有三个字，我觉得有点难念，尤其是连音的部分。那我们一起多练习，就是 expected it to。Expected it to. 动词 expect 的过去式是 expected, expected. 然后再加上 it 就变成 expected it, expected it, expected it to. 这样子是加上了 to. 可是因为 it 跟 to 一个是 t 结尾，一个是 t 开头，所以只需要念一次 t 的音就好，变成这样 expected it to.Expected it to, expected it to be. 好的，接下来我们来看看今天要学习的重点单字。第一个字我们来看到 despite, despite, 它是介系词，意思是不管、尽管或是无论。So we talked about transition words at the beginning of this month, and despite is actually a useful transition word when we want to show a contrast. 但是要注意的地方是 despite 是介系词，后面一定要接名词，所以你可以说 despite something 是加名词，或者是 despite the fact that blah 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 加上子句。来看看两个例句。 She works very hard to achieve her goals despite all the mean words and criticism. 尽管遭受很多酸言酸语和批评，她还是很努力的要达成自己的目标。或者是 Despite the fact that there are thousands of miles between them, the bond between the two best friends still gets stronger and stronger. 尽管两位好友相隔好几千里远，他们之间的情谊还是日益加深。今天的第二个单字，我们来看到 hiccup。Hiccup， 它当作名词使用的时候呢，常常拿来表示那种小小的连续不停的嗝，像这种这种东西就叫做 hiccup。 那通常呢我们会用复数，因为呢通常是一直连续的。来看看例句。 Many people say that drinking water can cure the hiccups. 很多人说喝水可以让连续的嗝停下来。那 hiccup 也可以当作动词使用，来表示打小小连续的嗝，像是 Oh my god, I've been hiccuping non-stop for over half an hour. It's so annoying.天哪，我已经连续不断打嗝超过半小时了，好烦哦。但是在今天的句子里面呢，它是当作名词使用，而且是另外一个意思。它的意思是造成短暂延误或者中断的小问题、小挫折。来看看例句。 I know there have been a few hiccups throughout our preparing process, but I'm sure our final performance will be perfect. 我知道我们在准备过程中遇到了一些小挫折，但是我很肯定最终的表演会很完美的。接下来我们来看到 nearly, nearly, 它是副词，意思是几乎、差不多、将近。For example, we've been together for nearly 1.5 years, but we've never fought. Isn't that weird? 我们在一起将近一年半了，都还没有吵过架，是不是很怪啊？但是要注意哦，如果你是说 not nearly, 像今天句子里面的一样，那它的意思就完全相反咯。Not nearly as 或是 not nearly so 的意思呢，是远非、差得多、少得多，也就是一点也不的意思。来看看例句， She isn't nearly as smart as her little sister. 她一点也不像她妹妹那么聪明。今天的最后一个单字，我们来看到 annoying。 Annoying 它呢是来自动词 annoy。Annoy 意思是烦扰、打扰或是惹恼，像是 The weather lately really annoys me. 最近的天气真的让我觉得很烦。那 annoy 的现在分词 annoying 也可以当作形容词使用，意思就是讨厌的、恼人的或是烦人的。For example, Ugh, my sister is so annoying. She keeps copying me. 哦、oh, ，我妹好烦哦，她一直学我。Alright, now let's go through our sentence one last time. And despite some hiccups getting used to the end-all technology, it was not nearly as annoying as I expected it to be. In the video, she used a flip phone instead of a smartphone. And in order to do that and still live her regular life, she had to replace her original phone with many different things, including books, a physical alarm clock,cash, a stopwatch, recorder, hand-drawn maps, and a landline phone. I think that's too many things and actually quite inefficient. I wouldn't want to do that. But what I have done is quit social media for 2 weeks, and I actually quite enjoyed it. During those 2 weeks, concentration got significantly easier, and I realized how much time I'd wasted on things that don't matter to me at all. So would you guys try something like giving up your phone or quitting social media? Why or why not? Well, that's it for today. Be sure to leave a comment and a recording. See you next time!